What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
What's up, everybody? It's podcast time. We're doing it. Here we go. Welcome. Good to see you. I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And they are graciously letting me do the intro for the second time. I get a little nervous, and here you're experiencing it with me. So here we go. How many times can I say here we go?
It's podcast time. We're doing it. It's my favorite because me and Kelsey are so like, hey guys, welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm blah, 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 blah. And here's the weather. Like, yeah. We're always very professional. And Kelsey's always, and Delaney's always like, so what's up, everybody? My shirt's off. Like,
what's up, bros? Like, you are just so animated.
Yes.
Oh. Morning radio with Delaney. Hey, 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 broskies.
Yeah.
We got a hot one for you. Dropping a deuce.
Yeah. And then it's like, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. She makes her own
podcast time.
I know. I feel like I need a little sound bite every time I do the intro, like a crash. Somebody's.
Do you guys want to hear my bike horn sound?
Oh, yeah. Please.
I've ever done it for you guys.
Wow. That is pretty good. I feel like that could be my sound. I think we could do that.
Okay.
Every time I do the intro, you got to do that sound.
Okay, you just got to like finger gun me and then I'll do it.
I will, but never tell me. I think it's just better if I'm not expecting it.
Okay.
Like you're doing it mid-sentence.
I just cut you off. I heckle you with my bike horn.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Anyway, you guys, here we go. We're doing it.
Here we go. Seamless.
Please check out our website, selfhelplesspodcast.com. We have an Amazon account you can buy things through, and we'll get a very small percentage. I think it's like about 2 cents per purchase, but we don't mind. And
we are thirsty.
Our social media stuff, DelaneyFisher.com, at Delaney Fisher.
I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com for tour dates.
And I'm TTomComedy.com for tour dates, at TTomComedy on Instagram, and at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter.
Yeah, you are. And yeah, what else do you have? I think you have a review.
I do.
Oh, we got some really good reviews lately.
Yes, from iTunes.
So nice. iTunes reviews. Please go and subscribe and give us a 5-star review and leave stuff.
Yeah, 5-star rating and leave a sweet review.
That's right.
Yeah, people have been really cool. They've been leaving emojis. It's so awesome.
Somebody left cookie emojis.
Somebody
did you see that?
They left
that was precious.
Cookies.
Yes.
I don't even know how they did that.
We should just start reading the reviews we want on this podcast, and somebody can just write down exactly what we said. Yeah. So I'm going to read two. This is iTunes reviews for Self-Helpless Dude Edition.
Woo.
Dude. Get those eggplant emojis.
This one is from Robot Mirror. That's a guy. Says, my favorite podcast. I look forward to this podcast every episode that comes out. I dig into each new episode as it comes out. More like the way I treat dessert and unlike the discipline I'm working on improving. Aren't we all Robot Mirror? I am a dude, but I have also read a ton of self-help books, including many of the ones you've covered so far. And I really, really enjoy the podcast so much. Highly entertaining, very relatable, and helpful at the same time. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Robot Mirror.
Fucking yes. Thank you.
What and a then gem. One we got today it says, I'm your biggest fan from Saudi Arabia.
What? Maybe our only one. We don't know.
If you are also from Saudi Arabia,
please comment. Yeah. I had no idea.
And his name is Folky Dish. And I don't know. And it says, my name is Musa bin Sultan. I'm so sorry if I said that.
Sounds very powerful.
Wrong.
Sounds like a king.
It does. If
that
you
just
have
went
money,
through the white girl
it.
Machine.
It's Musa bin Sultan. And yes, you do have international fans. I think you guys are super awesome and hilarious. I'm a guy, and I believe that women are much funnier than men. Ooh. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that little extra bit of love for women in general.
Yeah. Someone's getting laid tonight.
Oh yeah. God. If you're in Saudi Arabia, you find him.
Yeah.
You find him.
You give him what he deserves.
You give him the night of his life.
Oh my God. What a mic drop from that man.
Cool.
We really like
that.
Very
nice.
We were afraid, we've said this before, that we wouldn't get enough dudes. And, you know, dudes have been leaving some of the best reviews.
Seriously, it's been about 50-50. And especially with the emails that we get for the advice questions, it's been really cool. And also all ages, which is also great. Like millennials. Yeah. You know, middle-aged moms, you know, and it's great.
It's amazing.
We're reaching
so follow in their footsteps and go leave us a 5-star rating and review. It makes us so happy.
Yeah.
We like have a group text that we're always doing. We're like, did you see the new ones today? Like we check it like it's Christmas morning every
it's
morning.
It's really awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
We're all comedians. We all need validation constantly.
Yeah,
if
we're
it was enough from our parents, we wouldn't be
exactly.
Also,
and,
yeah.
Oh, you go.
Go.
I just
you
say it's what helps us get on new and noteworthy on iTunes, which is what we want so badly. So it's for a good cause.
It really
y'all
is.
Can help.
Yes. Yeah, we can. What was I going to say? I forget.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm doing the intro all over again. Like, I'm sorry. What? How does it work? Oh, is me calling somebody a middle-aged mom not nice? Is that like a derogatory thing to say?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah. I think it's better than a teen mom.
I was going to say, that's true. I was like, I don't know. I was like, is middle age like frowned upon the way that some things appropriate aged mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never knew.
And if you're a teen mom, hey, ain't no hate there either.
No.
Eater.
All moms.
Eater.
Please listen. Yes. Do you want to get into our lovely sponsor?
I will. Yes. We've got printyourpet.com. They are our sponsor again this week. We're so happy to have them. Thank you, Print Your Pet. If you've listened to the last couple episodes, you know that I bought a mug for Kane for his birthday where you upload a picture to printyourpet.com of your pet, and then they will put it on so many different types of merchandise. Mm-hmm. Mugs, pillows, blankets.
Socks.
Socks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Socks.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, the socks kill me. There was a super sexy guy wearing like knee-high socks with his dog's face on him. And I was like, oh my God.
What are you even doing?
Yeah. Sopping wet. It was very sexy. So Print Your Pet has teamed up with us and they have given us a discount code for self-helpless listeners. If you go to printyourpet.com and type self-help, all one word, in the discount code box, you get 25% off, which is very generous and
that's
wonderful.
One fourth.
That is a lot. That is over twice as much as I would get off at Trader Joe's when I worked there. That's a lot.
Suck it, Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, if you want to sponsor us, that's cool.
Yeah, we could really use it. And also, a great part of Print Your Pet is that they donate a portion of the money they get to no-kill shelters, which is wonderful. So go to printyourpet.com and check it out.
Boom.
Boom.
Taylor.
I'm going to kick us off with quotables this week. Sorry, Club Soda Cannon. It is my turn. All right.
He might be making a return in a future episode.
Yes, he will be. Let's not write him off. This is a quote I saw on Instagram because I follow a bunch of like basic bitch Insta accounts.
Yes,
where
me
it's
too.
Like, yeah, the good quote. And sometimes they're really good and sometimes they're garbage. Like whenever I see a quote that says unknown under it, I'm like, well, that's a refrigerator magnet.
Yeah.
But thanks for trying.
So this one says, great things are not done by impulse, but by a series of small things brought together. Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh, I love it.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Vince, no. Vince baby killing it. Yeah. That's
Vince baby that's killing it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love this quote. I think it's great. Again, great things are not done by impulse, but by a series of small things brought together. This is so true, I think, of everything. Obviously, it resonated with me, as per usual, with, you know, stand-up and being in entertainment is just, you always feel like there's that one thing that's going to break you, and that's going to make the whole difference. And right. careers aren't like that anymore. Like,
no.
Right. You don't, you know... It just doesn't happen that way. It's a lot of things over a long period of time kind of adding up until one day someone's like, oh, you have enough things
yeah.
in your pile to do what you want. Yeah, I didn't realize how big your pile was getting.
Right.
I mean, that's basically all credits are, is like you think when you're a young comedian starting out, like if I just get a TV credit, that'll be fine. And then you get a TV credit and you're like, all right, if I only get a good TV credit. And then you get a good TV credit and you're like, okay, I need like a whole show. I can't just have TV credits because everyone has those. Like there's just all these things. And then it's true with anything else too. Like, I mean, even as simple as like going to the gym, like you can't have one good workout session and like be Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba goes every day.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Small trips to the gym over a long period of time.
No, I like it. I like the whole mentality of just slowly chipping away at something instead of the hurry up. I got to do it now. It's got to be the biggest thing ever. Be patient.
Totally.
Be patient.
And spoken by a painter, which I feel like, God, what a perfect profession. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Very rarely do those amazing, you know, famous paintings just go like, blit,
10 minutes.
Like, I'm going to throw a filter on it.
Yeah.
And it'll be fine. Like, these paintings take so long. So, anyway, I think that's a wonderful quote.
Beautiful job, Taylor. Really Thank good you job. So solid. Much.
It had been a while since I'd done a quote.
Really solid.
Felt good.
Yeah.
Really beautifully done.
Great job. You know what else is going to be beautifully done? Probably Kelsey's Treat Yourself.
Oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Suzanne. I am emceeing this shit hard.
You are killing it. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm at a children's birthday party, and you're the DJ. We got
some rich children.
We're going to kick it to Steven with the balloon animals.
Woo!
Okay, so.
It's a snake. Again.
Again. Steven, are you qualified to be here? How'd you get in here? So my Treat Yourself was kind of forced upon me, but I think it had to be forced upon me for it to actually happen. I got an iPhone 7.
Ooh,
I upgraded. I'd been clinging on for dear life with an iPhone 5S, just feeling like just the bottom of society.
I'm still right here with my 5S.
I don't honestly know what I have. I'm so not into technology. I literally don't know what kind of phone this is. It's an iPhone, but I don't know what flavor or what did I what flavor? Well, what? It's mint and chip because it's turquoise, but like what number is it?
Oh my God, I'm so
I'll
excited.
Never
the new
know.
Strawberry iPhone came out this week.
I'll never know because I'm never going to take this case off to look at the number on the phone.
Pretty sure you have a 7 as well.
Oh, that's if wonderful. Thinks.
Yeah, it looks like a 7.
How do you find out? Can you just take the case 7. Off? Should I find out? Oh, how do you know?
You can go to your settings and look there.
Yeah. How did you know by looking
it up
at
to
it?
Another phone.
You knew by just looking at
it? Yeah, it's the right
oh,
size.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was walking on the streets of New York and just being a dumb trying to balance a bunch of things at once, and it slipped out of my hands. I've dropped it so many times and it's been fine, but
that one day, time New York will really do it to you. It's harder to live out there, you know? Yeah. Harder life.
It is.
For phones.
Yeah.
The streets are softer here in LA.
Yeah.
Two cradle snowflakes.
Yeah. New York does not fuck around.
No.
You drop your phone, they're like, bye, bitch. Yeah. Get out of here. Step it up. So
how horrible was it picking it up too? Did it fall face down?
It fell face down.
So you had a moment where you're like, maybe I didn't.
God, that moment. It makes you realize how truly, I mean, it was like somebody told me I had to put one of my cats down. When I saw it, I was like, oh no. Like my heart broke because it just, you look at it all day, every day, and all it's just, it was a mess. It was shattered. I was trying to still use it to text you guys to let you know I was going to be out of communication for a few hours.
Yeah.
And I was getting cuts on my fingers.
Yikes.
Because it's glass. And I'm just fucking swish swiping around, cutting my fingers up. So I was forced into it. It's painful. I mean, it is $700.
Ooh,
there's no way around it. You can do a payment plan, but I just was like,
I don't want this hanging over my head. I just want to get this done.
Yeah.
But God, it really is nice. It's a nice feeling. It's something I use every day. It's a good treat yourself. It's a tax write-off. It's,
yeah.
You know, with our jobs, okay. I need it. It's business.
Yeah.
Got
to be able to do
pretty
stuff.
Case.
I have to do that.
Yes.
Soon.
Your case. That's like a, that's like a grape flavor looking.
Yeah. Caseology. You know, I used our Amazon link.
Oh, snap. Cool.
To get this nice cover, which I like a lot. The iPhone 7 has like better battery life. So many things that I had like 12 gigs of storage. Right? Is that what you have too? Mm-hmm. It was.
I don't know what that means.
First world problems. I was like, ah,
is 12 gigs bad or good?
It's bad.
Oh, it's bad. But is that what I have? Probably.
Apps no. To make room for photos.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't know how any of that stuff works. Yeah.
My dad's going to upgrade to the new one, and he said I can have his 7 when he's done with it. But I don't know if I can wait.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So that was my treat yourself. Well, that was very
lovely.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thanks.
Oh, well, I have something interesting.
For the self-careless?
I guess, yeah, you'd call it self-careless. I didn't think so at the time. But, okay, so here's the story. And I apologize ahead of time for any of our younger listeners. So Cam, my boyfriend, and I were at in a party setting. And
like at a party?
Basically at a party. It was actually like in the green room of a show, but it was definitely more of like a party setting because there was lots of people in there.
Okay.
Anyway, so I had a little bit to drink after the show, feeling real good, loose. And there was these really good meatballs being passed around, like hors d'oeuvres were being passed around. I'm not kidding. These meatballs were like the best meatballs I've ever had. Okay. Not because of the meat, but because of the sauce. Like the sauce recipe was so good. And I don't know how to make a lot of things. Like I don't cook or anything. So I'm like, if I can get this meatball recipe, I will be a hit at all the parties. Like I only need to make like a few good things in my lifetime to like survive, right?
Yeah.
Like
true.
You bring one thing to parties, you cook one thing for like Thanksgiving or family get-togethers. You know, you cook one dinner item, whatever, for your children.
Forever.
I'll meatball Delaney. Yeah. I'm totally cool with that. So I asked the guy that was passing out his meatballs. I'm like, hey, can I get this recipe? This is so good. What do you do? And he's like, nah, I can't do it. It's a secret recipe. And I was like, oh, come on, dude. Like, come on. But you could tell me, right? Like, he's like, nah, I can't. It's a secret recipe. And then after a couple more drinks, I was like, listen, I really want this recipe. If I show you my tits, will you give it to me?
Delaney, this is America. Your tits aren't currency. You cannot.
They are now.
I think it worked because we're in America.
That's true. And he was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And then I was like, hold on, I got to check with my boyfriend. And I went up to Cam and I was like, Cam, is it okay if I show this guy my boobs real quick for that meatball recipe? And my boyfriend is so cool. He was like, hell yeah, these meatballs are awesome. Go do it.
Are you serious?
I was like, yeah, I don't care. This is a great, this is a great sauce. Okay. So I take this guy into the other, there's a couple other people that are curious with him. So it's not just like me and this guy by ourselves being creepy.
What are they giving you?
They're giving me nothing, but it was a friend and his girlfriend who were interested. I know that does not sound good, but it happened.
Oh
anyway, so.
You should have been like, what recipes do you bitches do?
Yeah, I know, I should have been.
What y'all got?
I was just like, she was curious to like, you know, whatever. I had just gotten them done. Everybody's curious. So I flipped it up real quick and I was like, okay, thank you so much. And he gave me the recipe, and the recipe, it was so disappointed because it was disappointing because it's like a really easily Googleable recipe.
Gosh. Oh, Delaney.
It was like the basic grape jelly barbecue sauce.
Oh, this doesn't sound basic.
This is I told my friends about
grape
it. They're like,
jelly and marinara?
No, it's grape jelly and barbecue sauce, and it's like one of the first recipes that you can Google for like party meatball recipes. So
oh, really?
It's like, yeah, it's, what is it? Grape jelly barbecue sauce. And like his secret ingredient was like a little bit of chili powder and like some like parsley to make it look pretty.
Little chili pea.
Yeah. A little chili pea in the recipe.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this at the time. So I'm like, oh my God, I got the best thing ever. Yeah. Right. And then I was going to make the recipe one night. And I told like one of my best friends who's like a great cook and she's always doing parties for like party food. I'm like, oh, I got the best recipe. I'm going to make it, bring it. And she's like, dude, that's like a normal recipe. Like that's,
oh my God.
That is something that like I've made you before. I'm like, what? it.
Oh my
god. So I showed my boobies for nothing. And that's my story. Oh, so
Delaney,
could you, you know,
before we started the podcast, Delaney very casually mentioned to both of us, oh, I showed my tits for a meatball recipe. Did I tell you guys that? And we said, you quiet your mouth until we hit record.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
I want to Photoshop a photo of you flashing us, but there's meatballs where your boobs are.
Somebody can make that happen. Please.
We can make that happen.
Somebody do
that. But yeah, like my best friend, Melissa, she's the best. I told her about the recipe at some point because she's the one who was like, no, dude, that's like super basic bitch recipe for meatballs. I'm like, oh, well, shit.
Dude.
So I need a new recipe to like be a hit at parties because that one's not going to work.
You got the Jesse Pinkman recipe with the secret ingredient, a little hint of
That's true. The chili powder was a little bit different. I think that's what maybe gave it its like special thing. But yeah, you guys. So,
oh my God.
These are basically, like I feel like I should really use these for other things because so far my standards are pretty low. I'm just getting like Super Bowl snacks out of it. Not really getting cool
stuff.
Yeah,
try to get some fucking Louboutins or something.
Yeah, like I really
meatballs.
Should try for like, I should aim higher.
You got to believe in your chest.
I know. I should try to get
maybe you're showing too many people for free.
Maybe.
And now they're, it's like when you drive a car off the lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's devalued at half price.
Absolutely, 100%. I'll take them out once a year for like the best tequila in the bar. How about that?
That's good.
Something like that.
There you go.
Shots for everybody, but only once a year and you never know what I'm going to ask for it.
Oh yeah. My God.
Somebody's always going to bars with you.
Just hoping that's the moment.
The golden ticket.
Yeah. But, you know, just want to apologize to my family and anybody who's ashamed to know me for that story.
Delaney. Yeah. As Abraham Lincoln said, believe in your chest.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Please.
Yes.
Make
but
that
how
happen.
Cool is Cam, who's like, oh, yeah, go do it.
He's,
that's amazing.
Get that recipe.
That's super cool or like,
or like
real negligent.
Yeah.
Maybe
he needs to tighten up.
Like, babe,
don't
respect
do that.
Yourself. I'll go kick his ass in the alley or something. Like, I'll get the recipe if you want it.
Right. He was also very intoxicated. So that's
why
he was like, do whatever you want, babe.
You're showing your tits stories are always under the. You preface it with like, I don't know if this is anything unusual. Like, you showed your grandparents your tits. Yes, that is unusual and not like casual information.
Yeah.
We're going to be like, you have to tell us about this.
Right. I just, you know, it's so normal to me because I live with these things every day and I live with doing these things every day that it's just like, this is my life, you know?
Yeah, if I had something like that happen to me, I would talk about it for the next, like, 60 years.
Yeah.
And be like, I guess I was wild and free once.
Yeah.
I don't have to do it ever again.
I do feel like I need to make a bit out of that somehow.
Absolutely.
Meatball
for sure.
Bit recipe. But
Delaney and I were on the same show last night, which hardly ever happens.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Oh, yeah.
And that happened to us a couple weeks ago, too, Kelsey.
Yes, that's right. How was the show? Was it fun?
It was actually
really fun.
Good.
Yeah,
like
it
a
was, like,
Monday night
low-key.
Crowd.
We both got to do, like, new stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, we got to. They put us up first and second, and which was great because then I got to watch her, and I got to see a bunch of her incest jokes, and it was so fun.
The incest jokes are... I'm doing an Italian kiss to the sky. It's
a meatball kiss.
It's a meatball kiss, if you will.
Meatball kiss.
The incest joke is just brilliant. I love it.
I pulled her like into the bar afterward and was just like, Delaney, it makes me so sad that you haven't been loving stand-up because you're so good at it.
I know.
Thank you.
You turd.
It's very annoying.
I appreciate it. I'm trying to get there. I'm getting there with you guys.
Yeah.
Surrounded by myself with people
hold
I love.
Each hand.
Yeah.
And just.
It's nice when you're being cradled into the community, you know? Yeah. But no, it's, I love, I mean, that's the thing. If I was performing with you guys all the time, that would be very different.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have a comedy show and you book it. Somebody's already tried to do this, which was very cool.
A couple people.
Yeah. That want the three of us to perform together. We would love to do that.
We would love to. Yeah. You guys are just always, you're so busy out of town all the time. It's hard to nail everybody down at the same date. But we could try.
We're doing it soon.
We are doing it soon.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. We found out today.
September 8th at Westside Comedy Theater. If you guys live in LA and want to see us do our little skits.
All three. 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll
be
good.
Excited.
Stoked.
Yeah.
How much time are we all doing? Do you know?
I do not know.
I don't know.
It'll probably be like a sizable amount. Not like a ton, but for LA, sizable.
Yeah.
That'll be really
fun. Unless
we're
on with other people.
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea. We'll find out.
It'll be a night to remember.
Also, question, is it creepy if I like come watch you guys like headline randomly one night that I'm available? Because I would love to just come out to see you guys.
Gosh, that would be wonderful.
Because I never get to. I've seen what we did like 10 minutes last night. So I've seen you for 10 minutes and you for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But like, I want to see your whole shit.
Brand new stuff.
I saw some brand new gold
I saw. Some brand new stuff. She saw some of my brand new stuff and she's like, are you going to do that on the thing you're doing? And I was like, no, that was like the third time I've said that.
And I'm like, oh my God, it could be. Be the thing you do.
We're also talking about trying to like write together more because we don't really do that. We all have such crazy schedules that it's hard to even get together to do this,
right?
And we have other things going on, but we should also try to write stand up together because
I would love it.
That would be nice.
I would love it so much.
That would be very nice.
Anyway, it's turning into like a love fest between the three of us.
The to do list that we got to do.
Yes.
Speaking of love fest,
there it is.
This week we are reviewing the runaway bestseller as of 1992, The Five Love Languages by Mr. Gary Chapman. Mm. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gare Bear.
Gare Bear. It's funny, Delaney is the only one who actually read the whole book.
Loved it.
Kelsey and I were like, we get it. And it's funny.
I took the quiz.
Did you take the quiz? I took the quiz too.
Took it too. Yeah.
I took it right before we started recording. So you were saying before we started recording, if you don't know, The Five Love Languages is a book that is basically about identifying how you give and receive love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There are five love languages. Okay. There are acts of service. There are gifts. There are not gifs, not gifts,
gifting.
Yes, millennials.
Gifts, yes. Presents, if you will. quality time, physical touch, and what am I forgetting?
Words of affirmation.
Words of
affirmation. Affirmation, yes.
Yes. So basically the book and the quiz that you can take online for free. Just Google five love languages, and it is very quick. I think you have to give them your email. But
yes,
like,
great. Fivelovelanguages.com with the number five is the... the quiz.
You can do it as you're listening to us.
Do it.
See what it is. It doesn't take that long.
It is really good and really helpful.
Yeah. Just when you're getting sick of the quiz, it's like, you're almost done. You're like, sweet.
Yeah.
Because it's super helpful. It helps you identify how to better love other people and how to communicate your love to them and how to communicate how you need to be loved.
Yeah.
So it's good for everyone. What I thought before we said we were going to do this, and turns out I was right, is that this was like a Christian book. It's like a Christian-leaning book. It's written by Chapman.
Yeah, Chapman.
Is a pastor.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and it's popular that I think it's gone beyond that. But you read it, and you said there were.
I read it, and there was a lot of references to church. Like, he was helping a lot of church couples or couples that he was, like, meeting outside of a church. So I kind of was like, okay, this guy's religious. And then it got progressively more religious towards the end of the book, but not to where it was, like, beating over your head with it. It was just giving kind of religious examples to a certain couple that he was helping. He used like some Bible verses to like get through to them. But yeah, I kind of towards the end I was like, okay, this guy's, you know, religious, but it didn't overpower the book. The book was, everybody should read this book. Everybody who is in a relationship or wants to be in a relationship or has had, you know, successful or failed relationships should absolutely read this book.
Yeah. Romantic or otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Friendships and family. Yeah. It's if you have children and, you know, you want to know how to give love to them in a certain way. That sounds creepy. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Hope nobody scores physical touch.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope Billy there isn't into. Yeah.
So what was everybody's quiz results?
Ooh, yeah.
Because I'm very curious.
Go for it.
Did everybody have them pulled up?
Oh, I have it.
Kelsey's got hers. Kelsey,
my number one was quality time. Mm-hmm. And then tied right below that, which is just like very like 1 point below quality time, was physical touch and words of affirmation. Those were tied. And then 1 point below that was acts of service. And then 4 points below that was receiving gifts. Like,
but you had points on everything.
It said 87762. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Beautiful. Which I feel like the results completely match with how I feel about myself. You know, sometimes you take a quiz and you're like, what? Like, yeah. That's not me. Who took this?
Yeah, exactly.
I know. What Twilight care? I'm not an Edward. Like, you know, but this was like, yeah, that's totally spending quality time is absolutely like what I care about most in terms of like somebody giving to me, like giving me their time. I like to give them my time. And then gifts is like, every time I say gifts now, I sound like I'm saying gifts. That's so funny.
It's hard
gift to sis.
Yeah.
Hard tea. I've never been in a relationship with somebody who, where that is their priority either. Like, that's not my MO. That's not theirs. And I feel like most of my friends, it is. Like, if they were to take it, I feel like I'm friends with a lot of people who get, like, nice jewelry and such. And I'm like, I've never gotten jewelry. Like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that's like to get something like that.
Right.
But I'm okay with it. I can't, I don't know. I can't picture getting that.
Yeah.
Because you, if you got, like, nice jewelry from Kane, I'm sure you would be appreciative, but it wouldn't, like, do it for you.
Right.
Yeah. It's not the most important thing.
Yeah.
Where some people, it really is. Like, gifts are really, really important. Yeah.
The gifts that he has gotten me are very, like, meaningful,
thoughtful,
like sentimental, cool things that I always am like, oh, this is such a,
personal.
I wouldn't have even thought to get myself this as a gift.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love it. I got quality time and acts of service, which nailed it. Obviously, I love the physical touch and the words of affirmation, too. Like, those are also very important. But if I had to pick, it's definitely quality time, number one, and acts of service, number two. I need a clean space.
Yes.
I need it. Yeah. It makes me feel safe and happy and taken care of.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, gifts were, like, so low.
Yeah.
Never thought of it, because like the gifts that I give and receive, I try to like, that thoughtful about it, could be really something small that means the most as far as gifts go. So yeah, I've never really considered that to be super important.
It's like you said, like Kane's gotten you sentimental things.
Yeah.
The reason those are meaningful is because he spent quality time with you to learn why that would be a good gift.
Exactly.
It all comes back to that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like that's a pattern with creative types too, that I feel like if you are an artist or pursuing a career in the arts, you're probably going to score more like that, with receiving gifts being the lowest thing. Not to say that we're all like starving artists, but I feel like my friends who care more about giving and receiving gifts are making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's kind of
they
like,
they have the luxury to do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Luxurious love language.
Yeah.
Yes.
So my first one was almost, my first two were like pretty much tied. It was acts of service was at the top, which I was kind of surprised. I also think part of what your results are kind of tend to be like where you're at in your life. Like I've been super busy the last few weeks. So when they were like, someone takes stress off of you by doing something you needed to do, or like runs an errand for you, I'm like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And then second was physical touch, which nailed it. Like I'm so physically needy. Like
really?
Yeah. That's part of the reason I moved in with my sisters. Cause I'm just like, can you please hug me? Like,
aww.
It's really hard.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
I'll hug you more.
You don't give that vibe off.
Yeah.
I really
definitely
don't.
Not.
It's because I'm not, I'm also very introverted and I don't get super close to a lot of people.
Okay.
So I'm not one of the people that like, on the contrary, hugging like acquaintances
really doesn't do anything for me because it's not like the physical touch. It's like, I'm like, this doesn't mean I don't even know you. Yeah. But yeah, like with my family, I'm like very physically needy. Like whenever I see my parents, and like my sisters, and like when I'm in a relationship, I'm super physically needy.
Oh my God. Funny.
Yeah. Like nice. To the point where I'm like kind of insecure. I read like the frequently asked questions, and one of them was like, is the area where you most like criticize your significant other might be like what your love language is or what you're most insecure about or something. And there was something where they were like, you never initiate physical stuff and I always have to and you never would. And it's like, I was like, oh, I've definitely had those conversations and they were like crazy and not true, but like you're just so needy all the time. Right.
So physical touch is up there.
Do you like want to hold hands all the time? Like, are you like PDA?
No, I'm not like PDA. I don't need to be like holding hands and like making out in public or anything like that. But like in private, like, yeah, I need you to like rub my back a little bit. Or like if we're at home and you just like don't touch me for like an hour and we're in the same room, I'm like, what's happening?
Right.
Why is this? What are you mad? Like that's how I feel in a relationship.
Right.
And then the next one, they're all pretty close, like quality time and words of affirmation. I was surprised words of affirmation were at the lowest, actually. And the receiving gifts, I got zero. Because we've talked about that.
Yeah. But I kind of just want all of it. Also, like when I think about, like, I was like, oh, I don't really want to pick one. I want all of them equally. Well, except for the gifts thing, I could do without that so much. But like when it's appropriate, please give me a gift. Yeah. But yeah, I really kind of want the well-roundedness. Like, actually, I took the quiz twice. And first time it was quality time, and then I took it a week later. The second time I took it was words of affirmation. So I was like, is this depending on how I feel that day? Kind of like what you said. But I just like, it's all for me, quality time kind of embodies a lot of what all of them are.
Yeah.
Like if you're giving me quality time, you're probably also touching me and giving me words of affirmation. And we're probably discussing when you're going to do the laundry. Like, I'm probably getting all that shit at once.
Yeah.
And maybe you're giving me a little chocolate kiss or something as a gift.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe you're paying for dinner.
Yeah. So, like, I think the quality time for me embodies most of all of these different love languages.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
But this book was so good, dude. Like, so much good stuff in here. I don't know if you want me to just kind of start spitting things out.
Please, yeah.
We can. Yeah. Okay. First of all, what did you think about the whole love tank thing? Did you read about that?
No.
There's the fill up your love.
There's
tank.
The love tank game that good old Gare tells us that we should, you know, play with our partner. I wouldn't ever use this terminology. I would definitely do it more subtly. But like, if you ask, hey, on a scale of 0 to 10, how full is your love tank?
That's
and
real
you
cash.
Say like, yeah, and it's like, you know, if they're at like I'm a 4, you know, they say, oh, what can I do to help you fill it up? And and then they say, well, you know, if you could do the laundry or if you could do the dishes or if you give me a back rub, whatever, you get like requests and suggestions from your partner. I will never participate in this. I think it's real cheesy and gross and weird. However, I might say instead, like, hey, how are you feeling today? How was your day? And it's like, I have a really shitty day. You know, I'm not in a good mood. Like, oh, I'm going to cook you some dinner. Like, I think there's ways to do it where you don't have to be like, let me see your love tank, girl. Like, there's got to be other ways.
It sounds like the beginning of a porn. Yeah. Like, it whips his dick out. You want regular or supreme? Like,
diesel dick.
Diesel dick. Like,
oh, my God. Love tank.
The love tank.
It really does sound like a porn.
It does.
It's amazing.
Oh,
starring
Diesel
dick.
Absolutely.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The thing I really thought was super interesting was that he said that, you know, everybody has this whole falling in love, you know, euphoric experience. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, over the course of his career, he has noticed that that feeling lasts about 2 years. Mm-hmm. So you have that euphoric in love experience. And then after about 2 years, it kind of, you know, dies down. Everybody kind of goes back to their normal self.
Right.
And then you have to establish that whole, you know, where you're trying to fill each other's tanks by choosing to, not because necessarily you're still so like gaga right. in love. And right. I thought that was interesting because I was like, oh, I didn't realize that that could last that long. I really thought that was
2 years sounds like a long time.
2 years sounds like, but you know what? Like Cam and I just celebrated 1 year and I'm still super aww. In love. You know what I mean? Like I still feel all those feelings that I did when we first started dating, which is the longest that's ever lasted for me. Yeah. So I could see where that could be like a 2 year thing. But I really thought it was like, oh, 3 months is the honeymoon and you're done. You yeah. know?
It's also, who knows?
Really? Who knows? Like, it's different for everybody. But yeah. I thought that was like, oh.
Yeah. And I think also norm. How you spread your relationship out. Like some people only see their significant other maybe like once a week.
Right.
Or something like that. Like Kane and I saw each other every day and then moved in yes. together after 2 months.
Oh, wow.
We like really fast tracked that honeymoon phase, which yes. I look back and I regret. Like I wish there had been more of those times of like him picking me up for a date when like, you know, you open the door and you've been getting ready all day and it's this whole thing as opposed to right. him like watching me wipe and then put my hair in a bun and walk out. You know, it's like, it's so
wanna
different.
Grab some sushi.
Yeah. 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 It's yeah. just, it's different. So I wish I hadn't kind of like blown through that honeymoon period so fast. But at the time, like that's what I was thirsty for because I was coming off of a relationship where I didn't have any sort of like consistency or that like home base.
Right.
You know, so I really needed that and I kind of went like overboard on it.
Interesting.
I filled up my tank.
Yeah, you did.
With that.
Overflowed that tank.
Overflowed that tank. But yeah, that's an interesting 2 years.
Yeah. What do you think? What about you, Taylor? Have you experienced the whole euphoria for a certain amount of time?
I don't think any of my relationships lasted 2 years. No.
That's okay. Yeah.
Did you feel euphoric the whole time though? Like however long?
We broke up before 2 years. So yeah, I mean.
Right. But you know.
So faded out. I mean, it's also, it just very.
The giddiness or whatever, right?
That's what I'm saying, I guess, in terms of like. How different everything is. I don't have the 5 years under my belt that you do, so I don't know exactly, but yeah.
It's a journey. We can't wait to find out. We can't wait for you to find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're no, like, come live in the darkness with us.
Burnt out before 2 years so far. So I think it's garbage, Gary Marshall. No, not Gary Marshall.
Gary Chapman.
Gary
Marshall.
Gary Marshall's
maybe
the director.
He's your soulmate. Oh, man.
He passed. Right? Didn't Gary Marshall pass?
I don't know.
They talked about
in the book, there was this, he gave a lot of examples of couples that he's helped or talked to. There was an example of a guy who basically they were talking about how like giving a simple, thoughtful gift isn't that hard. You know, you just put a little time into it. I guess a guy took a girl to a baseball game and he caught her like one of the baseballs and then he wrote on the baseball. Let me find it real quick. He wrote on the baseball, left it on her doorstep or something. And he said, this is the second best thing that happened to me that day. Meaning she was the aww. First and she's still, they've been married for like 80 years and that baseball is still like on their, you know, their mantle somewhere. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, that's when they were dating. Super cute. Really easy to just Sharpie a little message on something, you know? It's like,
yeah.
And it's not like, oh my God, I'm so in love with you. Can't live without you. But it's just like a cute little, hey, thinking about you. That was a fun date.
Yeah.
Like, I think that guy should get a lot of points. Obviously, you
so
know, they
points.
Ended up getting married.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in the friend zone up until that point. So
wow.
he, that baseball scored him a home run right out of the friend zone. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, my God.
So that was pretty cute.
Yeah. With the right, like, romantic gesture.
It's really,
You can
yeah.
get yourself out of the friend zone.
Real
you
quick.
Just, you just launch yourself out of there.
Yeah. Well, not everybody, but like, I mean, yeah.
Okay. But have you but seen yes. those relationships where like you can tell like the guy wore the girl down?
100%.
And you're like, oh, it's because he treats you so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are getting words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts. You are getting everything, Rachel. Yeah.
everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no, not a lot of guys are like that. So if a guy, like, goes out of his way to do something flowery and huge,
totally,
you're kind of like, well, I'll never find this again. This is like a rom-com. Like, even if it's wrong for you, you'll still, like, try to justify because you're like, who else is going to love me this much? It's like, someone on Tinder.
Just so thoughtful. I just thought that was so, so cute.
I know, that was so sweet, and I turned it into something cynical.
But you know what? That's why we love you.
It's precious. So oh, this was interesting, too. He said that a lot of men think that physical touch is their primary love language. How a lot of men are confused because they want sex, so they just assume that physical touch is it. And he kind of talked about, listen, men have like a physical responses to where if they're not having sex for a certain time, there's, you know, there's a natural need to kind of release and all that stuff. And how he kind of talked to different men about like, yeah, but if, you know, if your partner is not doing certain things, do you want to have sex with her? And they're like, no. So if she's not, you know, cooking you dinner a couple times a week and she's not giving you back rubs or whatever, you don't want to have sex with her. So like a lot of men think that physical touch is their language, but if you really kind of dig deeper, they found that a lot of men need words of affirmation. Words of affirmation was a big one for dudes.
Dudes are needy, man.
Yeah, they love to just like, well, they really need to hear compliments. They really need compliments.
Yeah, they do.
And acts of service is another big one for men. Of course, it's across the board, but like those are the kind of the ones.
Ego is such a big thing.
Yeah, they need the ego stroked. And like we all do.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I got an ego like nobody's business.
You also need to be stroked physically and emotionally.
I need you stroke me physically while you stroke my ego mentally.
Pretty bird.
Beautiful clitoris.
But like, I think it's interesting because I think men, we kind of dismiss like they don't need all that gushy mushy stuff. They're dudes, but no, they do. They do need that. You look so handsome today. You look, thank you so much for doing that. They need that just as much as we do, but I don't think they get that as much because it's, you know, it seems like more of a feminine quality, but really we all need it.
Yeah. That goes back to dudes listening to this podcast.
Like, totally.
I think it's so easy to just have this caveman idea of men sometimes. And it's like, no. Yeah,
they're complex beings and beautiful creatures.
They are. So we appreciate.
They are mythical creatures.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not, I think I read something on the frequently asked questions too, where they were saying like, do some men, are some of the love languages found more commonly in men or women? And he was like, no, I think they're like gender neutral.
Yeah.
Because he's like, it's pretty evenly spread out and it really doesn't matter. And I think he said the thing you just referenced about most men thinking it's physical touch. But like, you know, I look at my parents and my dad is like, he needs more like, you know, words of affirmation and physical touch. And my stepmom is not like that. My stepmom is like acts of service and like, I don't know. Maybe gifts. Gifts probably like, cause growing up she used to get us things a lot. She'd like buy us like shoes or like a shirt or she'd get me like when she found out I liked jackets, she'd be like, do you like this jacket? Like she got me a bunch of jackets randomly.
Yeah.
And I was just like, can you just like hug me for a minute? But she wasn't like physically very, that just wasn't her way. She didn't like need that.
Right.
You know, or like she got it from our dog or something. Like she didn't grow up like being super huggy or touchy feely.
Yeah.
So sometimes I look at them and I'm like, that's so interesting. But because they're so compatible. And I think the reason is they just understand each other's love languages. And like, I think I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast before. But, you know, me and my stepmom didn't get along for the first couple years that they were married. And then at one point, my dad had, like, the love languages talk with us when we were, like, fighting one day. And he's like, you just need to understand what each other's love languages are. Because, like, she wants you to do chores. And, like, you just want to be, you know, spent time with and, like, hugged.
Right.
So once that happened, it was, like, a huge difference.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's why I always think about this. And also, they reference love languages a lot in church.
Really?
A lot.
Wow. I didn't know
about that.
Yeah. I thought, like, love languages was, like, Christianese. I didn't know it had, like...
Right.
You know, entered the secular sphere.
Interesting. I also loved what Gary said about how you can take it as somebody nagging you, like, oh my God, please pick up your clothes. Can you please do this? Can you please do this? And most people think that's just nagging, but it's just they need your love. I think that's a cool way to look at it. They're asking you to love them in a certain way, which you would never think that. Like I was like, oh my, you know, oh my God, stop being so annoying about this one thing. But it's really like they're crying for help. They're telling you exactly how they want to be loved. Wow. Yeah. They're not nagging you. That's, I thought that was great because you always hear about like, oh, my wife's such a nag. No, she just, you know, she just wants a back rub. Jesus Christ, you know?
Just needs you to scoop that cat litter and not bitch about it.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. And I love if you're confused about how to figure out your love language or that of your significant other, there's a lot of good tips. Usually to find out your own language is what do you request the most, you know, about from your significant other, or what do you complain about the most? That will give you a good indicator of what your love language is. And then on the other hand, what do they complain about the most or ask for the most? That'll tell you what theirs is. What were the other tips on that? Do you guys remember?
I don't know. Well, the best thing about this is just in terms of identifying other people's love languages, I just think it's so helpful because something that it brings to light is like, you know, loving other people the way you want to receive love isn't always loving other people.
Exactly.
Because if you're hugging someone who doesn't care about physical touch, then like you're not loving them. You're just forcing your body onto their body.
Right. Exactly.
You know, in the most platonic way possible. Like,
right.
You know, or if you do acts of service or gifts, like it's not going to mean anything to somebody who just wants quality time. So
yes.
It's just, it's all about meeting people where they are, and it's super invaluable, and I think everyone should have to take this. It should be like a course in high school.
A life course.
Yeah, no, it's so good. It's so good. Because, I really care about, Cam picking things up in our room and stuff like that, and he could care less where I put my shoes. He does not care about that. I made him take this quiz. I was like, will you just take this for me? It's just an experiment, you know? And he took it and he's like, yeah. And I was like, what'd you get? He's like, I got quality time. I was like, that's mine.
Yeah.
Like, we're the same love language, but I could never tell. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell. And then he said words of affirmation were like number two. And I was like, that is very telling. And I think, relatively accurate. But
interesting.
That's super interesting.
Yeah. So if things that bother you that your significant other is doing or not doing, that's a good indicator of what your love language is. You know, if they're saying mean things to you, then, you probably are words of affirmation. You need the opposite. Mm. If you feel like
you're just
ignoring.
A person.
Right. Exactly.
Doesn't have mean things
you just don't want to be verbally abused. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know,
you just have a heart.
Yeah. Yeah. If you feel that they're ignoring you, chances are you're a quality time person. You need their full focus, full attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That makes sense.
I like all that very much.
I think that's great.
Yes. 5 love languages. Yeah. Go check it out.
Go check it out. Go take the quiz with someone you love. Doesn't have to be a boyfriend or girlfriend. It can also be, you know, if you have a difficult relationship with a family member.
Absolutely.
Figure it out.
I like
Figure
the fact... are we wrapping it up?
Oh no!
Oh,
sorry. Something else?
We're probably getting there, huh?
Yeah, we're getting close.
We are getting close.
If you have one more thing,
you know. Oh, I liked that. Another thing he said: rarely do two people fall in love on the same day, and rarely do they fall out of love the same day. I was like, damn, dude, that's a good quote.
Wow.
Just talking about how, it might take somebody a little bit longer or different things to make them fall in love.
Yeah.
Same thing with falling out of love, you know? Oh, he said so much good stuff in here. I can't stress enough how very valuable this book is.
My mom has said that a lot to me over the course of my relationships. She's always been like, it's never 50-50. It's never exactly 50-50. Like the amount of love between two people, it will never line up perfectly. You know what I mean? Like just to be aware of that, or like the amount of, you know, acts of service or like the actual 5 love languages, it's never going to be a perfect 50-50 of like everybody's doing exactly the right amount.
Right.
You know,
you can't keep track or score.
No.
Because you'll just be unhappy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. One thing before we wrap it up with this topic is that another thing in the book, when, if a husband is not understanding, like, why does she care if I pick up my clothes or not? Like, you know, who gives a shit? Like, right?
Right.
That was, said quite a bit. And then, he would ask, well, what do you need from your wife? I need physical touch. Okay. So the same love that you feel by being touched by your wife, she feels when you pick up your clothes. It's the same love. It's just a different mode of transportation. She's feeling this exact same thing you are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, yes. Like
Danny's
your wife
brain exploded.
Yeah. Like your wife doesn't need to be touched the way you are, but she needs you. to pick up your shoes, Cam. Just pick up your goddamn shoes.
Dude, Kane is the same. It's the shoes. I have it in a joke because it's just like, I don't... It's almost like it's intentional because there's so many shoes everywhere. Are you having some sort of like weird Easter egg hunt like with your shoes? Why are these all out here all the time?
Yes.
And we just need to get a shoe rack by the door. I'm realizing it's like a Marie Kondo Changing Magic of Tidying Up situation where it's like there needs to be a designated place where these go and then there will never be tidying up. But right now the designated place is in the bedroom closet and it's like... That's unusual for somebody to walk all the way to the opposite side of the apartment to then take your shoes off. Most people walk in, take their shoes off.
Right.
So that's what's happening right now is they're just going all over the living room. Mm. So, God damn it, the shoes.
Send us your recommendations on how to train your boyfriend.
Yes, yeah. Please do.
Treats.
Yeah. Treats.
Little bagel bites.
Oh, yeah.
I toss him a bagel bite when he puts his shoes back there. That's so funny.
Cool. Well, thanks, right. Gary Chapman, Pastor Gary Chapman, Pastor that Taylor Chapman. Pointed out.
Yeah. By the way, this isn't a religious podcast. I always feel like if somebody's just tuning in right now, it's like, and from Leviticus, like it just sounds so.
If you're just tuning in, then you missed my boob meatball thing. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, we started off real hot.
Okay, that's a good point. I'm worrying about nothing. You would be a very bad Christian.
I'd be an awful minister, really.
For sauce.
Well, because people used to ask me if I wanted to be a minister because I was a religious studies major in college, and like, what kind of, where are you gonna, you know, ministry? And I'm like, oh yeah, no, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Where are you gonna
ministry? I'm like, hang out with me for 5 minutes. You know, that's not the plan.
But
we have a really, really good piece of advice, an advice question
that ties in with
relationships.
Yeah, yes. It's kind of magical.
Kind of on.
What was
brand
the name
here.
Of the person who sent it in?
I don't know.
Was your friend.
Else? Your friend.
Oh, that's right. Yes, my friend. I won't.
It's a more
say,
personal one.
Yeah, I won't say her name because she might not want it said. But
exactly. But that was really cool. That she
basically she asked, "How do you decide if dating a coworker is worth the risk?"
Great question.
You know, most people say don't shit where you eat. Like that's just a surface level statement, but it's so much more complicated than that.
I say shit where you eat and roll all around in it because it has worked for me every time.
That's all I do. That's all I do.
Well, I have successfully dated people. I work with three or four people and no drama at work. No hard feelings
after
if and when it
up.
Ended. Yeah, like if you can be mature adults and leave that shit at home and really just pretend like you are coworkers and that's it, or, you know, when you're at work, you can do it.
You're
it's
pro.
When some person is like when one person is like gives you an evil glance or something, you know, that's unnecessary. That's when shit can start going down. Like, ooh, you're bringing it into the office with you.
Yeah.
But you never know if people are going to be mature about it.
You don't.
Until afterward.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And even if someone's mature about it, it can still be super painful.
Absolutely.
So there's always that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. Say what you were going to say, Kelsey.
I've had two co-worker, quote unquote, because they're comedians. So my boyfriend Kane is a comedian.
Was the other one?
My ex was a comedian.
Oh, he was. I didn't know he was a comedian.
Yeah. In Washington.
Okay.
More improv than stand up.
Okay.
no,
I'm kidding.
No, I know.
Improv's real.
I feel the same way. And so that ended pretty poorly, but I got fortunate where I didn't have to run into him really at like open mics or something like that. Like I wasn't dealing with that. And then with Kane, still going.
Yeah.
So,
still going strong. Totally.
I feel like it was absolutely the right decision. I think, you know, I just feel like you'll know if it's really, like, is this something that I am feeling serious about?
Yes.
If it's something that you're like just trying to fucks with, then do you want to make it messy?
Right. Also, like, how important is your job to you?
So, yeah.
Like, what
so
kind
many
of
things.
Caliber of a job or position do you hold? And like, if somebody found out, could this really mess you up?
True. It
you
is know? Really dependent on what kind of job you have.
Yeah,
I
very much
think
so.
About that. Because like, we're comedians. Like, we're we're clown children.
People are just like, yeah, they're gross.
They're like,
yeah,
go ahead, have sex. See if we care. You don't have a boss. Like, you know, we're just
go nervous. Fuck your life up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think you do have to just know, because you said you knew really early on that, like, this is, this is the guy, man.
Yeah. First time I met him, I was like, wow, this is, like, very, very powerful feeling. And I, like, I marinated on it because I was still with my ex when I met Kane, and Kane was married. So I had time to, like, even really think about it more. And, you know, like, by the time I was single and he was single and we actually got to, like, go on a date, right, I was like, yeah, I'm willing to.
How long was that?
Totally.
6 months.
Oh, okay.
So I met him at an open mic and was like, oh wow, this guy, you know, my brain exploded. And then 3 months later ran into him again at an open mic. And then 3 months after that, I had broken up with my boyfriend and he told me that he was in the process of separating from his wife.
Oh, wow.
So it was like over the course of 6 months, and there was no like communication during that time. It was just like randomly would run into each other and was like, oh,
it was fate.
Yeah,
basically hang out on an open mic if you want some good D.
We'd been apparently
don't do that.
Yeah, open mic, you're getting some strange and very sad D. Please don't go trolling further. Man. But
the good news is some of them will be new, so some of them might quit.
And yes,
you can just have a real boyfriend.
There
a real job.
No, what is that like?
A real boyfriend. Yeah. So sorry.
Well,
what is that like?
I know.
I'll
tell you.
A real boy.
Well, my first was a musician, so I have never dated a real boy. I don't know what they're like.
A musician.
I've never dated a real boy.
I can't tell you how nice it is to be with somebody who's like a finance guy. It's the dream.
Oh my God.
It's the dream.
Dude, I already told you about this. I had to set up, so I had to set up my business bank account the other day. What up? I'm a corporation.
Yeah.
And I went in, it was like 9 a.m, so I just rolled out of bed. I did, like, you know when you don't even do your hair, you don't even wash your face.
All the time.
Wearing the shirt I slept in. Like,
oh yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to the bank. And I went in and I said, I need to set up a business bank account. And they said, oh, okay, we'll set you up here. You go over here in this office with this guy. And I turn around and this guy kind of waves at me over. It's like the cutest dude ever.
Oh,
and
man.
I was like, no.
Oh.
What is happening? And I sat down and I was like, hey, what's up? And thank God he was married, because that made me feel like, oh, good. Because if he hadn't been married, I would have just like kicked myself the rest of the day and just been like, Taylor, if you just put on some goddamn makeup, this could have been so much different. But he was married, so I like just chilled out.
Oh,
was
good.
Just like, hey, you like sick of looking at pictures of stagecoaches all day? It's Wells Fargo. So it was like a chill situation. But oh my God, he was so cute. And he's like, okay, so from now on, like, I'll put my card in there and I'll probably with this account like be your personal banker and stuff. And I was like, I can never see you again. Are you kidding me? I got off topic, but yeah, I just the whole time I was just enjoying the fantasy of like being that dude's wife, and like, he just leaves in the morning in a suit. What? He has like a normal like paycheck. I was like, how'd you even get into banking? Like, were you just good at numbers? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's so hot. Like, you've never wanted to do anything artistic ever? Not even like some paint by numbers? Is that just like numbers, like real numbers?
And not
like,
even paint by numbers.
Making sure people have IRAs set up. I'm like, you're killing me, Travis.
It's the greatest. God. It is the greatest. Yeah, Cam looks super cute when he leaves for work in the morning.
Yeah.
Really, like dress up, dressy jeans and like a button up with like dress shoes.
Love it.
So cute. We were also co-workers and it turned out fine.
Co-workers. That's what we're talking about.
We were co-workers. So, you know, I was a little bit above him. So like there was a little bit of a question like, ooh, is this allowed? But I was like, eh, fuck it.
And then you were a little bit under him.
What?
So funny. Dated two of the people I've dated were both also comedians, and again I realize that's not a real job, and like one time it like turned out totally fine and like we're still friends, and like one time it like didn't end bad where like people were mad at each other, but it like ended hard and it like still sucks, and if I have to be on a show with them, like sometimes I will cancel,
right?
It's like, you know, it really, it depends on the people, it depends on, you know, how much you even have to see them. Like, I'm sure you'd never see that guy from Washington, right?
Oh, no, no.
Because, yeah,
no.
He's not here.
No.
He didn't make it like you. No, I'm joking.
Thank you.
You don't have to be joking.
Yeah, I mean, so also, if you want to date somebody, maybe talk about that first, though, to make sure everyone's on the same page. That's my advice.
Yeah.
Because they might be like, you might be like, so if we break up, everything's cool, right? And they'd be like, oh, no, I'm going to burn your house down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just never know until you do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe try it out a little bit. See how it goes.
Yeah.
Try to keep on the down low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tell us.
Oh, yeah. Please send us updates on this.
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys.
That was good shit. I love that book.
We want to let you guys know that in upcoming episodes, we're going to be reviewing a couple books if you guys want to follow along with us and get to reading them now. They're both very quick reads, especially. So War of Art is one of the ones that we're going to do. And it's like the fat. I mean, you can read it in a few hours. The War of Art and The Defining Decade. So those are a couple ones that in the next probably month or so,
yeah,
you'll hear episodes from us about those. And we've got some other ones peppered in with guests and cool things. So
excited.
We're excited. Yes.
Love the guests.
Yeah.
We got some really cool guests.
Oh, so excited, you guys. Do we have anything else?
Goals? Anyone have a quick goal?
Ooh.
Oh, man. I forget. I forget to think about goals.
My goal is to force Cam to read this book, The Five Love Languages. Good. It's going to take some time, but if I feel like if it's like even a page a day, I'll be happy.
There you go.
My hashtag goal is, this is going to come out after our guest episode, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yep. Okay, cool. So we're just a little peek behind the curtain. I am going to do the GAPS diet.
Okay.
As Kira said, that's what I should do. And yeah, that's what I've been wanting to do anyway. I've been trying to do this like vegan thing and it's just really not agreeing with me. Hmm. And the vegetarian thing wasn't agreeing with me. And I think I just need to go back because GAPS is basically paleo and that's what I felt best.
That's like protein, veggies and fruit.
Yep.
Okay.
And no grains.
No grains.
I had even like, I had cut out gluten, but I was still having like brown rice and like gluten free oats. And even that, like, I don't know.
Really?
And like beans and stuff. I just don't feel 100%, and we'll see. I'll like reintroduce them after like this month.
Gapping it up.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Gosh, do I have a goal right now? I guess right now currently is like to take better care of myself because I'm running myself into the ground and I'm sick.
But that's why she sounds so sexy. Yeah.
Ugh. The phlegm, nothing sexier. So yeah, that's probably it.
Love it.
Love it.
Go subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribe. We love you. And hey, thanks for letting me host this episode of Self Helpless.
You did great.
Have a great
day. We were honored.
Or night, depending on when you're listening to it.
Yes. All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.